Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We're still at the National Conference here for Ligonier, and last week we had Suhail Michelin with us, and we were talking about his books that he would take with him on a deserted island. Well, we are back with him again, and it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's a privilege for me to be here.
And I thought it'd be helpful, you know, church history is not just simply that is the past, but church history is being made now. Mm-hmm. And we are leaving a legacy that if the Lord should tarry and the church continue, that generations after us will look back on our time and what we will be doing will be filling the books of church history. And so let me just ask you to give us a sense of what God is doing in the Dominican Republic and also in Latin America that, if Christ tarries, we'll see in the church history books in the centuries to come.
Well, I had the opportunity to have a session yesterday here in at Ligonier Conference talking about this topic. And it's obviously for me that God is doing something great in Latin America. I remember when I was converted 41 years ago, at least in my country, I never before had met a Christian in my life. I don't know if it was because in the circle that I moved, probably there was not Christians, but the point is that now you can go everywhere in the Dominican Republic and you will find Christians. There are good churches that are growing, preaching the Reformed doctrines, and that's weird. That's crazy.
It's crazy and we love it at the same time.
Yeah, of course. I have had the opportunity to travel across Latin America. And I have seen this. I'm seeing this in many countries in Latin America. I was in Argentina 1 week ago, and we have a conference with John Piper. John Piper was included, preaching the gospel. And we had 1,300 people attending to this conference. A Reformed conference in Buenos Aires, Argentina? That's incredible. And you go to Colombia, and you see the same. You go to Cuba. That is happening in many countries in Latin America. So we are very, with many expectations of what the Lord is doing in our region.
And you all in the Dominican there in Santo Domingo, you have a conference yourselves each year.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we are not the church that hosts that conference, Por Su Causa, but it's hosted by a church that is very close to us and good friends like Pastor Miguel Nunez. And we always participate in this conference. We move our people to attend to this conference. And the first time that they did Por Su Causa in 2010, we have an attendance of 7,000 people in that conference.
And they're from beyond the DR. They're from other places in
even
Latin.
Even beyond DR, from other places, from Latin America and the United States, because you have many Spanish speaker people here. So they has been doing this conference all this year since 2010, and the attendance has been the same.
Hmm. Yeah.
Thanks to the Lord.
So you go from not really having any Christians around you 41 years ago to seeing these very exciting things happen and good, solid literature being written and also being translated.
Yep.
And we see resources that really are unprecedented that have been made available to this region. And so in some senses, what we might be seeing is the beginnings of a Reformation.
Probably yes, because we have never in our history had a Reformation because of the impact of the Catholicism in our countries. Mm. So now we are seeing a new thing that the Lord is doing.
Amazing. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for your time and your ministry there in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to you.
That was Suhel Michelin, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a little bit of time left, so here's a very poignant quote from C.S. Lewis. "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else."